I walked away towards the wall around the terrace. The air was warm and clammy, with no hint of a breeze. During the day it could be almost unbearably humid, nothing like Nuevo Inquique's balmy coastal climate where I had spent my childhood. Kaweya's tall, broad-shouldered frame was wrapped in a black kimono, patterned with interlocked dolphins, his feet bare against the terrace's chevroned tiles. His face was broad, with what always struck me as a touch of petulance around the lips. It was the look of a man who would never accept defeat gracefully. His thick black hair was permanently slicked back from his brow, brilliant grooves like beaten gold in the light from the hamadryad flames. He fingered the damaged statue, then bent down to pick up a few shards of gold from the floor. The shards were leaf-thin, like the foil which illuminators once used to decorate sacred texts. He rubbed them sadly between his fingers, then tried to place the gold back into the statue's wound. The snake was depicted curling around its tree, in its last phase of motility before the arboreal fusion phase. "I'm sorry about the damage," I said, "but you did ask for a demonstration." He shook his head. "It doesn't matter. I've got dozens of them in the basement. Maybe I'll even leave it as a feature, right? Deterrence? Has to be worth something, hasn't it?" Then his voice lowered. "Tanner, something's come up. I need you to come with me tonight." "Tonight?" It was already late, but then Kaweya tended to keep unusual hours. "What are you planning? A late-night hunting trip?" "I'm in the mood. But this is something else entirely. We've got visitors coming in. We need to go and meet them. There's a clearing about 20 clicks up the old jungle road. I want you to drive me there." I thought about that carefully before answering. "What kind of visitors are we talking about here?" He stroked the hamadryad's pierced head almost lovingly. "Not the usual kind." Kaweya and I were on our way from the reptile house within half an hour, driving one of the ground effect vehicles. It had just been enough time for Kaweya to dress for the trip, donning khaki trousers and shirt, under an elaborately pocketed tan hunting jacket. I nosed the car between the shelves of derelict vine-enshrouded buildings around the reptile house, until I found the old trail, just before it plunged into the forest. In another few months the journey would not have been possible at all. The jungle was slowly healing the wound cut through the heart of it. It would take flamethrowers to scythe it clear again. The reptile house and its environs had once been part of a zoological garden, built during one of the hopeful ceasefires. That particular ceasefire had only lasted a decade or so, but at the time it must have seemed that there was a good chance of peace enduring. Enough for people to build something as militarily valueless and as civically improving as a zoo. The idea had been to house Terran and native specimens in similar exhibits, emphasizing the similarities and differences between Earth and Sky's Edge. But the zoo had never been properly completed, and now the only intact part of it was the reptile house, which Kaweya had made into his personal residence. It served him well, isolated and easily fortified. He had ambitions to restock its basement vivario with a private collection of captured animals, prime amongst which would be the pre-adult hamadryad he had yet to catch. The juvenile took up a large volume already. He would need a whole new basement for a large one, not to mention extensive new expertise in the care of a creature with a substantially different biochemistry than its younger phase. Elsewhere, the house was already filled with the skins and teeth and bones of animals he had brought home as dead prizes. He had no love for living things, and the only reason that he wanted live specimens was because it would be obvious.